Good morning and welcome to the Portland City Council Chambers. Today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2011. It's 9:30 a.m. And good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Can you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Leonard?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Quorum is present. Before we do any further work, I wanted to have a moment of silence in honor of the victims and those that are still struggling to survive in Japan. But before I do that, we're by chance very lucky to have with us a visiting group of Japanese students. They are from the Hokkaido Institute of Technology in Sapporo, which is our sister city, and they arrived on February 27th. And they're here for a month-long cultural exchange at Portland State University. So would you please stand up? Nice of you. And if we could all take a moment of silence. Thank you. Terrible tragedy. And we're going to do the consent agenda first. I'd like to pull item 245 back to my count, back to my office. Do you need to read the title for that?
245, appoint Linda Barnes and Dave Spitzer to the Building Code Boards of Appeals for partial terms to expire February 21, 2012.
So unless there are objections, 245 is pulled back to the mayor's office. Any other item on the consent agenda that anyone would like to pull? Can you please call the vote on the consent agenda?
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Consent agenda is approved. We have two time certains, no communications this morning. Carly, can you please read the title for item number 243?
Transmit East Portland Action Plan Annual Report.
Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. It is my joy to introduce this item, which is the annual report for the East Portland Action Plan. City Council has recognized the importance of delivering services and amenities to East Portland residents and neighborhoods by adopting the East Portland Action Plan on February 18, 2009. A couple of weeks ago, we had a presentation on some of the many good projects and programs that have been funded as a result of this plan, such as transit equity, youth leadership training, food security, and jobs for youth. The community and the city sees this as a partnership that we hope to continue and grow as we implement the 268 action items developed to provide guidance and direction to public agencies, nonprofit organizations, businesses and individuals, which address the opportunities and challenges facing East Portland. As with many plans, it is one thing to develop the list, another to actually implement the items. It takes perseverance, patience, and many helping hands coming together. Here today, we have many of those who in turn represent many others in the community involved with making this plan happen. Grant recipients and partners alike have invested time and effort in making the action plan come to life in East Portland. We have each East Portland Action Plan subcommittee chairperson and representative here to talk about their organizing efforts to implement the action plan. East Portland Action Plan's 43 official members and supporters are co-chaired by Arlene Kimura and Katie Larcel. Would you please come forward? And we have many presenters. So if you would please give Katie 4 minutes and the others 2 minutes. Help us all stay on time. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming here this morning.
So good morning, Commissioners and Mayor Adams. Oh, there he is.
He'll be right back.
As you know, my name is Katie Larcel, and you saw me yesterday here in these chambers. I'm the co-chair of the East Portland Action Plan, the duties I share with Arlene Kimura. And with me are Karen Gray and David Hamston, and they'll be speaking after my introductory remarks. 2 years ago, I was part of the original planning group that put the East Portland Action Plan together, and it was an exciting experience. But there's a problem with planning, and one doesn't see it in the thrill of putting a plan together. The problem is what happens afterwards. There's a shelf where plans end up. It's a crowded shelf, and it's dusty, because plans, once on that shelf, are rarely looked at again. That shelf is a sad place, and not just because of the cost of putting a plan together. Worse are the dashed hopes of communities and the trust of committed citizens who believe that that plan would save their communities. So I want you to know that the East Portland Action Plan has never been put on that shelf. We have avoided the dusty, crowded shelf where plans go to die because the city and many active East Portland citizens have a partnership to keep this plan in front of those who can implement it. How do you transform a part of the city when the people you rely on are scattered through a dozen agencies? They work for Portland Bureau of Transportation, for the county, for ODOT, Region 1, and or maybe Metro, they're on a Metro Transportation Committee. These are busy, busy people with multiple responsibilities. How do you avoid the dusty shelf where plans go to die? You do it by harnessing the power of citizens. We, the citizens who are involved in EPAP, are committed to seeing this plan implemented. You, the City Council, have been extremely innovative by supporting the EPAP plan from its creation and by partnering with East Portland to implement the plan. We thank you for your past and continuing partnership. We could not keep the plan off that dusty shelf without your help. So we thank you, Mayor Adams, for funding the EPAP Advocate and Grant Program, for setting the Gateway Education Center as a funding priority in Salem, and for all you do through the Police Bureau and PDC, for continuing a transportation focus, including millions of dollars spent on sidewalks and pedestrian crossings, and the East Portland On the Move transportation plan. And we thank you for your good advice. You are the one who told us to go forth and join budget committees. We thank you, Commissioner Leonard, for being a part of the EPAP from the very beginning. You are one of our own, graduated from Dave Douglas High School, and for the Bureau of Development Services Enhanced Housing Inspector that is serving East Portland so well. Thank you for preserving beautiful Powell Butte in your design for Reservoir 2. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for receiving East Portland Plan Advocate into the EPNO family. We look forward to your new department, the Office of Equity, and the part it will play in East Portland. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your support of the Gateway Domestic Violence Center, for prioritizing funding for East Portland when awarding the children's levy. And the Bureau of Environmental Services just completed a huge project on the Johnson Creek floodplain that will improve our environment while reducing flooding. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, last but not least, for your support of East Portland. You get it that East Portland is park deficient. You have started the E205 initiative to jumpstart parks in East Portland to supplement dollars for the city. You increased the park's children's programs in East Portland. And Wilkes Creek and Butte properties are new acquisitions, and Gateway Green are new plans since you became Parks Commissioner. So thank you all. Now I need to let others share with you how we are keeping the East Portland Action Plan vital and well dusted and far away from the shelf where plans go to die. Karen Gray will report next.
Good morning. My name is Karen Fisher Gray, and I'm the superintendent of Park Row School District. I'm chair of the Education Enterprise Steering Committee of Oregon and the Multnomah County representative for the state's funding coalition. It is with great pride that I serve on the city's Planning and Sustainability Commission, and I am an original EPAP member. Thank you, Mayor Adams and members of City Council, for all of your support of the Park Rose School District and of East Portland. Much of our success has been due to East Portland Action Plan's many partnerships, coupled with our participation on various committees, issues groups, advisory councils, and bureaus. Please reference the committees and representatives handout in your packet. One element of our effectiveness comes from the strength of our issue-specific and highly active subcommittees. Some of them are bike, civic engagement, communications, economic development, max action, technical advisory committee, and youth subcommittee. Another reason for our success is due to our partnership and participation with many of the city's issues-oriented groups. Some of these are asset-based community development, City of Portland Budget Advisory Committee, Gateway Education Center, Gateway Green, I-205 Multi-Use Path, Main Streets Program, Minority Home Ownership, ONI Budget Advisory Committee, Parks, Planning and Sustainability Budget Advisory Committee, Planning and Sustainability Commission, Portland Housing Bureau, Portland Multnomah County Food Policy Council, Powell Boulevard Transportation Growth Management and Transportation Budget Advisory. In addition, we have had representation on the PDC Neighborhood Economic Development Committee, Neighborhood Economic Development Roundtables, Portland Planning Development, Transportation Safety Summit, and City Charter Committee. You can tell we've been busy. We have reinstated the Technical Advisory Committee and appreciate Commissioner's support of the group to partner and pursue the paths of least resistance to accomplishing EPAP action items. We are being asked for our input into the East Portland on the Move project. And finally, thank you to Mayor Adams and the Council for committing one half of the city's sidewalk and bike funding for projects in East Portland for the next 2 years. So thank you very much for your support. Next, I'll turn it over to David Hampston, who will speak to you about communication.
Good morning, Mayor and City Commissioners. My name is David Hampston, and I am a member of the EPAP Communications Committee, whose job is to provide materials and web page developments and translation and interpretation support to the EPAP. As you probably already realize, the East Portland Action Plan is a living document. Not only has the East Portland Action Plan website been established at www.eastportlandactionplan.org, but progress towards addressing action plan items is being tracked and shared with the community through the Action Plan Updates webpage, which lists each action item and encourages people to post what they've been doing towards implementation. Over 115 action plan updates have been posted since October 2010. We have also produced a handy brochure, which you already have a copy of in your packet, introducing the plan to the greater community, translated not only in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, and Somali, but soon also in Russian and Mandarin Chinese. We have also translated an abbreviated 25-page version of the plan into Spanish and Russian. In addition, we make sure that language interpretation and childcare is being offered at all EPAP meetings. Finally, we have been working on press releases and public events, and at least 38 media mentions of EPAP-related issues have been tracked over the past year. Thank you, and next you'll be hearing from Olivia, Randy, and Mike about some of the other EPAP committee activities during the past year.
Thank you all for your volunteer service.
Very much. Hi, welcome.
Good morning, City Commissioners and Mayor Sam Adams. My name is Olivia Quiroz, and I'm with Multnomah County Health Department with the Community Wellness and Prevention Program, and I'm the co-chair for the Civic Engagement Subcommittee. Our committee is among one of the third priority action items in the East Portland Action Plan, and the goal of the Civic Engagement Subcommittee is to organize entry-level, multicultural, and language-appropriate civic engagement curriculum, and to advocate for ongoing funding to support organization East Portland to provide the service. The Civic Engagement Subcommittee was convened in the summer of 2010, and ever since then, we have been meeting monthly. Our membership includes representatives from the Latino, Native American, Russian-speaking, immigrant, and refugee communities. Racial, ethnic, and cultural diversity has increased in recent years, and many of these groups are making their new home in East Portland. Our committee is working to address the exciting opportunities and challenges of building an inclusive, multilingual, and cultural community. With the funding from the city to EPAP, our committee is currently working on a special grants application that will fund 6 cultural and language-specific groups for civic engagement workshops. We have adopted a model developed by a program Hispano, which is demonstrated in this PowerPoint presentation. This model is a map on how to outreach and build leadership capacity among underrepresented groups. This model includes instructions on how to develop community leaders and how to train other community members to use popular education techniques. We have also developed key partnerships with other city, county, and state programs in an effort to learn more about the services that are available in the community. For example, we have recently had a presentation from the new Gateway Center for Domestic Violence about the culture-specific services that are available to women escaping domestic violence situations. Multnomah County Health Department is also part of the East Portland Action Plan Technical Advisory Committee, which helps to advance priority action items. Another function of our committee is to provide translation services to the materials developed by EPAP. For example, we have provided translation assistance to the EPAP Communications Committee on the brochures and other documents. We have also provided consultation to City Bureau staff on the best practice methods for working with communities of colors. Our communities bring a wealth of knowledge and expertise in community organizing, which is an important community asset. We thank you for your support, and we hope to continue to build a stronger relationship with the city. Thank you for your time, and I will now turn it over to Randy Salazar.
Thank you. My name is Randy Salazar. Good morning, Councilors and Mayor Adams. I am representing the Youth Subcommittee. The mission of the Youth Subcommittee is to bring the voice of youth into the advocacy process while advocating for East Portland's fair share of resources and support for our young people, schools, and providers. As work on the Portland Plan continues and City Charter comes up for review, we see the role of youth becoming more and more critical to Portland's continued long-term growth and prosperity. Given that 40% of Portland's youth reside in East Portland, we are proud to consistently bring youth voices into the advocacy process. This year in review, the East Portland Action Plan's Youth Subcommittee has completed and embarked on some very interesting projects. This past year has also marked a huge milestone in us beginning to make strides towards bringing a bigger youth voice from the community. One of the projects we are working on is developing a website. It's a work in project, but minutes from our meetings are available. Another task we've completed was submitting a letter of support for a youth action grant for Free Arts Northwest. This was our first official show of support for a youth-driven project, and we are very proud of our combined effort. The Youth Subcommittee also had a youth presence in 7 meetings with city commissioners and their staff. This was very important and helped put us on the right path to a youth voice being heard throughout the city, and it has given me and a fellow youth an inside look at the way city politics work. Our hope is that this will continue and others will benefit. We are in the middle of developing a plan to raise awareness of EPAP in the youth development and education community, and we are building relationships with the Multnomah Youth Commission. We will be working on that throughout the next year and will strengthen bonds we already have and will be making new ones. Again, we are committed to the critical task of involving our youth, our young people, in planning for the future, for themselves and their community. Thank you very much for your time and attention, and we'll hear from Mike.
Hi, my name is Mike Vanderveen, and I'm a member of Park Lane Church and Hazelwood Neighborhood Association, Mayor Adams, and commissioners. As a founding member of the East Portland Action Plan, I've learned to appreciate the opportunity to serve East Portland. As I've become more rooted in East Portland via relationships with fellow residents and stakeholders, I've become more connected to Portland as a whole. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I co-chair the East Portland Action Plan subcommittee called Max Action with Tom Barnes, Spirit of Portland Award winner. Tom is not able to be with us this morning. I recently completed 2 years of AmeriCorps service doing asset-based community development in Max Country, in old Max Country. Portland's first Max line has connected East Portland to the rest of Portland since 1986. The planning and implementation of the East Side Light Rail divided East Portland in more ways than one from day one. But Max Action is operating in the present and is about positive community action focused on developing the Max as a community asset in East Portland. We're starting with 5 blue line station areas from Gateway to 162nd. MAC's action began outside of the East Portland Action Plan effort via community meetings hosted by State Representative Jefferson Smith. In June of last year, we became an East Portland Action Plan subcommittee, and this was an excellent move. We quickly found ourselves in good partnership with TriMet. We expanded other partnerships as well and now have solid ties to five neighborhood associations, three local churches, the Multnomah Youth Commission, the Office of Youth Gang Violence Prevention, ONI Crime Prevention, many apartment complex managers, TriMet, Portland Police, Transit Police, Gresham Police, Impact Northwest, the Rosewood Initiative, and many more. Last August, working with TriMet and many other partners, we conducted a survey recruiting effort. In 4 hours, 40-plus volunteers at five MAC stations gathered 890 in-person responses. We follow up with a World Cafe conversation that engaged 49 neighbors and stakeholders. Today, we continue to actively develop relationships with MAC's neighbors and are partnering with Solve to hold a cleanup event this Saturday. Thank you again for the opportunity. MAC's Action strongly values its tie with the East Portland Action Plan. I'm going to invite Jim Chassie, Larry Coton, and Nick Sovey to come up and report next.
Thanks.
Thank you all. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Am I up?
You're up.
My name is Jim Chassie, and I'm with the East Portland Bike Subcommittee. I'm an initial member of the East Portland Action Plan and have stayed on and worked with the Bike Master Plan Steering Committee. And from the Steering Committee, we've put together a great plan for East Portland, and the Bike Subcommittee has been instrumental in helping build low-stress bike facilities and plan for low-stress bike facilities in East Portland, and this evening from 5 to 9, you can see what we've been doing at Ron Russell Middle School for the East Portland in Motion Plan and also the Powell Boulevard Transportation Growth Management Plan, which East Portland Action Plan has been a big part of also. I'm kind of a last-minute fill-in, so all I can say is what everybody else has been saying, and especially Katie Larcell, is that we haven't shelved the plan. We've been chipping away at it, you know, piece by piece, and I'm extremely proud of the active transportation plan that we're putting together. And as you know, with fuel rising again, our community is going to be one of the hardest hit. So it's encouraging to know that the city of Portland is behind us on this project, and we're working with the Bureau of Transportation, and they can't be any more help than they have been. And it's been a great privilege to serve on the bike subcommittee. And with that, I'll turn it over to Larry.
Thanks. Morning, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Larry Coton. I'm going to give you a brief rundown of our grants that were awarded here for 2011. So first off, I'd like to reference you to exhibit number 5 in your packet. It's called Grants Funded Projects. So under the general category of healthy living and food security for this grant cycle, we have two projects, the Sowing Seeds project in Park Rose and a community garden in Park Rose Heights. This particular grant cycle, almost 40% of our grants are going for culturally and language-specific programs, including the Multicultural Share Fair for the second year, funding for the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, a Subotnick Festival and a Northwest Housing Alternatives Development, the production of a resettlement video for use by the Bhutanese refugee community, assistance for the integration of our East Portland Iraqi population, and funding for Slavic Community Center programming as well. A number of our grants are for programs that directly benefit East Portland youth. Under that category, we have the Fields to Forks program by the Portland Youth Builders, we have the Growing Entrepreneurs program at Fir Ridge Community Learning Center, and we're continuing to support expanded swimming lessons for children of low-income families. Under the category of community action, we're again funding graffiti cleanup throughout East Portland. We're enabling an RSS feed of our EPNO web pages, and we're partially funding an American Corps position in Centennial. And again, we're helping with the realization of the very successful East Portland Exposition. Last but not least, we're funding two programs specifically addressing transit issues in East Portland, one of those being Max Action, another being through Opal. In past testimony, we've mentioned how our grant dollars are leveraging nearly seven times their amount in volunteer donations and time. East Portland residents and community organizations are doing amazing things with relatively small amounts of money. So in closing, I just want to say that we thank you very sincerely for your support of our grants program, but also we want to impress upon you that we are being very good stewards of our taxpayer dollars. And with that, I'll pass it over to Nick.
I'm Nick Sovey. I'm the director of Rose Community Development, and I want to thank all the council and the city for your attention to the city's economy. The primary goal of the East Portland Action Plan Economic Development Subcommittee is to encourage more family wage jobs in East Portland. Last year, the EPAP declared that economic development assessment was one of the highest priorities. The subcommittee is working with the Portland Development Commission to complete this assessment during 2011. The assessment will produce a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, focusing on key economic areas to job and business growth in East Portland, including commercial corridors, regional centers, town centers, station areas, and main streets, industrial and employment land uses, workforce training and development, and business support. Related to this assessment, the subcommittee decided last fall to pursue a focus area strategy to concentrate on areas such as Outer Division Street and 122nd Avenue. This would concentrate resources to a relatively small area to produce a more visible impact. The subcommittee supports zone changes to allow more commercial uses in parts of East Portland that have seen large residential growth without the corresponding growth in commercial and industrial land uses. The subcommittee has also been working with a Portland State student team to conduct business outreach and EPAP, and we're planning a small business summit this spring. The subcommittee has also been involved in the PDC's neighborhood economic development efforts, including working with community-based organizations representing both place-based communities and communities of color to make sure the city's economic development programs better address the needs of low-income people and neighborhoods. So I'd like to thank all of you. Again, we look forward to working with you on economic development. And I'd like to introduce now Marie, Mark, and Linda.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Hello, my name is Mark White. I'm president of the Palhurst-Gilbert Neighborhood Association. I'm going to talk about a very specific East Portland Action Plan item. So good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Southeast 122nd Avenue Study was a pilot project of the Portland Plan funded by City Council after the adoption of the East Portland Action Plan. This project started in the spring of 2009 and was completed in June 2010, and I was a member of the Citizen Working Group for that project. The project included a unique aspect of the inclusion of analysis on the health aspects of the built environment. This was the first time the City of Portland incorporated a health lens in a planning study. The final recommendations include project suggestions for City Bureau implementation, as well as increasing efforts and engagement by the Portland Development Commission in the neighborhood. Recommendations also suggest City Bureau's work together to resolve outstanding issues specific to East Portland and some that have citywide implications. Several recommendations focus on potential zone changes, and I believe there's a slide that has those recommendations in it. These zoning changes, along with several infrastructure and economic development projects in progress or under consideration, will provide the foundation for revitalization in Palhurst-Gilbert, which is especially needed to support the numerous vulnerable residents who now reside here. This project, like all EPAP projects, will help to provide the transformative and catalytic change that is so clearly needed in much of East Portland. For neighborhoods like Palhurst-Gilbert, with deep and significant economic and infrastructure issues, the return on investment from EPAP projects is clearly profound. The East Portland Action Plan would like to request City Council provide funding in the 2011-2012 budget cycle to kickstart the recommended zoning changes, as well as the other EPAT projects that seek to deliver the same level of return on investment. So with that, I'd like to pass to Linda Robinson.
Good morning. I'm Linda Robinson, and this morning I have my Friends of Gateway Green hat on. The Gateway Green Project received an early implementation grant when the East Portland Action Plan was adopted 2 years ago, in part because they thought it was likely to leverage significant money from outside of East Portland. I know that council members and many in the audience are already familiar with Gateway Green, but for those who aren't, it's a proposal to turn a narrow, underused strip of land, about 30 acres between I-205 and I-84 near the base of Rocky Butte, into a recreational area. About half of the $45,000 grant was used for the Oregon Solutions process, which culminated last December with the signing of a declaration of cooperation by more than 20 stakeholder groups. A key part of that agreement is that Portland Parks and Recreation will be the lead agency, signing the formal agreement with Oregon Department of Transportation, the landowner. Another critical element is that Parks, with the blessing of City Council, has agreed to provide $200,000 a year for operations and maintenance once the project is developed, if the other stakeholders will raise the money needed to develop the project. The rest of the grant will be used this spring for a survey of the property so that ODOT can get the appraisal it needs prior to signing an agreement with the city. In the meantime, the Gateway Green Project has moved on to the implementation stage. An implementation team was formed, and they met earlier this month for the first time. That group, in turn, created two committees. The Governance Committee will work on the legal documents needed to link the key stakeholders, and the Fundraising Committee will develop a strategy, create promotional materials, and launch a fundraising campaign to raise $5.5 million. A $10,000 grant from East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District will pay for facilitation services and staff support for these working groups. So, as you've heard, the initial $45,000 investment in Gateway Green Project has already leveraged some funds and is sure to leverage much more as the fundraising campaign gets underway. Ted Gilbert and I and the other stakeholders continue to be excited about what this project will do for Portland. It will provide open space for residents of this park-deficient part of the city, provide off-road recreation for the region, and serve as a catalyst for redevelopment in the Gateway Regional Center.
Thank you.
And I'll pass it on to Marie Daniels, who will wrap it up.
Good morning. As you can tell, I'm not Arlene Kimura, who was initially going to wrap this up, but I am standing in for her, and she's here in spirit. So good morning, Mayor Adams, Commissioners Fish, Fritz, Leonard, and Saltzman. My name is Marie Daniels, and I'm the co-chair of the Youth Subcommittee. And we, the members of the EPAP, thank you for your continued support of the East Portland Action Plan. One way this support is manifested is through the continued funding of the advocate position. Other ways you have demonstrated support have been in facilitating our efforts to develop partnerships, leverage dollars for the grants program, engage in meaningful civic development with the many different communities in East Portland, and champion the initial geographic mapping of city expenditures. For each of these, we sincerely thank you. We have had the support of the Transportation Bureau staff in our efforts to get sidewalks for some of our major arterials and in requesting additional streets for inclusion in the Safe Routes to Schools program. We have had the support of the Parks Bureau staff in acquiring additional parkland as either enhancements to existing parks or for planned new parks. We appreciate the support of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and the Water Bureau for the office facility that we use daily. We thank the folks at Environmental Services for their work with the community on Johnson Creek, Powell Butte, and the Columbia River Slough. Finally, we also thank the people at the Auditor's Office for their invaluable help in the geographic mapping process of the city process of city expenditures in all its many formats. We know that's been a big task, and we are very appreciative. If nothing else, these items show our East Portland citizens that this is an action plan rather than a theoretical exercise. Many citizens of East Portland, both long established and newly arrived, have felt that there was little, if any, place for them in the new and improved Portland. In East Portland, we already have a wealth of diversity of languages, cultures, religions, and generations. We need to add improved economic opportunities, infrastructure upgrades, and special services as necessary, all with a sustainable and green overlay. The action plan, I believe, is critical in helping us bridge the transition from a suburban 1960s area to an integrated part of Portland, a new and improved Portland that has a place for all of its citizens. Our young people need an East Portland that provides reasons for them to stay rather than excuses for them to leave. Our seniors need an East Portland that embraces and honors them for their contributions instead of merely providing a repository for assisted living units. Our residents who are originally from other countries need to feel the community embraces their uniqueness in a safe and caring setting. The action plan is one of the many roadmaps to address these issues, and I believe it is uniquely community-based and widely inclusive. Keep us off the shelf and in the daylight. We ask for your strong consideration to continue funding this effort for the fiscal year 2011-2012 budget so that we can continue to promote a vibrant, diverse, and economically successful East Portland. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I actually have a question of Mark.
Okay. I thought I might get in trouble. Okay.
No, far from being in trouble, you're a very effective leader in East Portland, and I always appreciate the tone and tenor of all your communications. But I do want to ask you about the zoning recommendations that you make. Can we go back to that slide?
Sure.
When you made these recommendations for 122nd Avenue, who was it that was comprised of the work group that was involved in coming up with these specific recommendations?
Are you talking about the different groups or just the community working group?
Well, at some point, you made a recommendation that is manifest in this slide I'm looking at.
Right.
Who was involved in that?
There were several working groups. There was a community working group, there was a technical working group, and I believe there was also a health working group. And I believe with the combination of those groups, as well as public process involving a number of public meetings, that's the manifestation is right there. The one thing that is kind of missing, though, is that from Powell to Division, I think there was some hope that there would also be mixed-use development, mixed-use zoning there, because there's already some mixed-use facilities going on in that area.
So were the existing businesses there, and I'm thinking specifically of the car dealerships involved in these discussions?
There's no car dealerships south of Division.
So this is just between Division and Foster?
Correct.
I see. So that didn't impact any of the existing...
The Tonkins or any of those, no. No, they're much further north. They're closer to Stark and Burnside.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for this very efficient and wonderful presentation. And it's very appropriate. And thank you to Laura Wintergreen, the amazing staff person who supports this effort. Very, very outstanding work. Before we move to other citizen testimony, I'd like to invite Multnomah County Commissioner Judy Shipwreck to come up. It was very appropriate that the citizens led this presentation, and we also value our governmental partners.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. My name is Judy Shipwreck. I'm a Multnomah County Commissioner from District 3, which includes a great portion of the territory that the East Portland Action Plan covers. And I just feel there's really nothing that I can add to what the leadership that's come up from the community has spoken to you today. I do really want to acknowledge a couple of highlights. Southeast Portland has been my home ever since I moved to Portland nearly 40 years ago. And it's just such a pleasure to see the focus of the city of Portland combine efforts with the community. My representative has been Allison Spencer. She's sitting there writing notes to me. And one of her values, one of her aspirations, one of the reasons that I really wanted to work with Allison is that she has a phrase that she likes to repeat, which is, beloved community. And I really just see it here today. This is just so historic, having salmon return to Johnson Creek, having Gateway Green become a city park, having sidewalks, thank you, Commissioner Fritz, be emphasized in neighborhoods that haven't had them, having the Portland Development Commission focus on Gateway and Lentz for economic development, having the City of Portland be a true partner with Multnomah County in our Defending Childhood Initiative that we're also partnering with the United States Attorney General on, and Commissioner Saltzman, you know, this extraordinary Gateway Domestic Violence Service Center that's been acknowledged today already. Just extraordinary. And I do want to say for Commissioner Leonard, and we know because this is kind of our territory, that really East Portland has felt neglected for years. And I think that some of the benefits of living in this community, which include a real focus on urban density so that we can keep tight urban growth boundary, have also translated into some real burdens in the dense residential area that is East Portland. So this has now blossomed. I see Polo in the audience and the Colored Pencils group, this remarkable diversity that exists as the demographics of the City of Portland move out to East Portland. We have so many gifts. Multnomah County continues to make a commitment to Sun Schools, continues to make a commitment to school-based health clinics in this part of Multnomah County. And so I'm really pleased to see that Superintendent Karen Gray is here as well. It's really just all here. It's really happening, and it's really happening in large part because of the attention and focus that you, as you know, the mayor and Portland City Council, have placed on the East Portland Action Plan as well. So I thank you for that.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Carla, can you?
We have about 11 people signed up. First three. Please come on up. Are Sam Sobedi, Jessica Crompton, and Bahir Bubi, I guess is the last name.
Sorry. Good morning. Welcome to the City Council. Glad you're here. Good morning. You just need to give us your first and last name, no telephone numbers, no addresses, just first and last name.
I'm Sam Sobedi. I'm the Bhutanese community member. Dear Mayor and City Commissioners, we are one of the latest and the newest communities in Portland, fled from fear of persecution, tyranny, and ethnic cleansing. I now call Portland is my new home because you let us stay here, provided benefits, opportunity, and tireless volunteer services as a new neighbors and communities. We would miss Portlanders' love and affection if we had stayed in refugee camps for decades, keeping families in isolation. There was no alternative other than coming to Portland under the Department of State's Refugee Resettlement Program. We are proud to be a part of diverse communities here in Portland. We are 2.5 years old now, and we are still in transition. We are looking for a link to network as we grow. There will always be a need for more support for socializing, engagement, and empowerment with American culture and system. As our new community grows, the need for more vocational and educational training grows. Refugees have to start all over again here in Portland. What we gained from our home country was lost and is outdated during our stay as refugees in camps. There is always conflict in orientation overseas and here in the United States. Refugees were told less about life of frustrations, complexity, unemployment management, and challenges in America. Refugees don't get what they expected overseas after their arrival. So, Bernice Community partners with East Portland Action Plan to empower communities through the power of media. We are training the Bhutanese youth to film part of the project. The final product will be a collaboratively made video between the Bhutanese community and the IPAP to make a resettlement video to build the cultural bridge. We have a grant from East Portland Action Plan grant. The motto of the video is to pass information about Portland to new immigrants and refugees so that they experience better earlier integration and feel more familiar with the American system. Building confidence on new arrivals is another important theme of the resettlement video that will definitely reduce culture shock and feel Portland as a new home. I am certain this video will ease to have a roadmap until they get integrated in the mainstream of Portland. Please visit www.bhutanpdx.wordpress.com for project development. We love to share ideas, culture, and food to the Portland community members. And I want to thank Mayor and City Council and the Portlanders for providing opportunity of new hope, new dream, and new life. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir.
Thank you, and good morning, Mayor Adams and City Commissioners. My name is Bahar Bhutti. I'm from the Iraqi Society of Oregon. I'd like always to start with a big picture, so I'd like to say that my understanding that the major goal of the American Constitution is preserving the peace among people. So I believe that it was then, and it is now, the responsibility of the neighborhoods as geosociological units to build the community to keep this peace. So I do believe this is being done through my interactions with the Office of the Neighborhood Involvement and my recent or last interaction with the East Portland Neighborhood Office. I don't want to make this very personal, but I was able to touch this feeling with the welcoming attitude of Laure. She was the first to meet me, and then all the staff members of the office when I visited them to apply for the grant of the East Portland Action Plan. They just made me feel as if I have been their neighbor for all my life. Now, the project of the Iraqi Society of Oregon aims to build a psychosocial framework to engage refugees into the American system, starting by engaging them with the neighborhood associations. The project will include three elements. First, cultural orientation to help them restart their life in the United States and access the necessary resources for their resettlement. Second, offer tools for healthy psychosocial adjustment and facilitate the mental change that is needed in their new environment and to learn about the free choice culture of America. Third, provide the space and ground for meeting other constituencies and mainstream population to start building the basis of integration through intercultural exchange. Neighborhoods are changing demographically all the time. Citizens move from one place to another for different reasons, and people come from outside the United States for different reasons as well. Seeking refuge is one of them. I felt that staff of the East Portland office are eager to include the newcomers, with the way that staff helped me to solve problems and remove obstacles to my participation. The ambitions and the way of implementation of the East Portland Action Plan is broadening the scope of American culture to make it one multicultural civilization to meet the futuristic expectations in a globalized world. Promoting inclusiveness means that we, the newcomers, will receive the support and embrace of our neighbors who will experience, our neighbors will experience the giving healing to our traumatized people who are traumatized by the violence back in our homes, let's say, old homes. And we will contribute with our own expertise, our investments and productivity, and I may say even we will contribute with our cultural or historical backgrounds to our new neighbors. And through this effort of East Portland, we are going to be part of the future of our new home through our new neighborhoods. And thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hi.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jessica Crompton, and I am a co-chair of the Youth Subcommittee. I believe that the East Portland Action Plan is a great asset to our community. Without it and without your guys' support of it, I probably never would have had the chance to be involved so intricately with my own community. Because of my involvement, I've been to meetings with most of you up there, and I've gotten a chance to see the way my city's government works. And most importantly, I've gotten to have a hand in the way my community, where me and my family live, is going to be shaped. The Youth Subcommittee's mission is to bring a youth voice into the community, and it's starting with me and others like me. It will continue through our efforts, and one day I hope to see my nieces and nephews and my own children up here doing the same things I'm doing. with the East Portland Action Plan, that is happening, and I really believe that it will happen later on. A great example is not only me being up here, but the fact that my 4-year-old nephew is here observing us today and totally excited about it. As the city moves into the future, I hope to see him and his generation coming up here, getting involved in their community, and really knowing what it means to be a part of a good community and something that works. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you all for your testimony. Appreciate it.
Next three are Shelley Romero, Elizabeth Craig, and Kathy Y.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Shelley Romero, and this is Elizabeth Craig, and we're here representing ODOT and our Region 1 manager, Jason Tell. We're going to kind of tag team our testimony. ODOT has enjoyed a strong partnership with East Portland Action Plan since its inception. One of EPAP's top priorities was focused on Outer Powell. The East Portland Action Plan initiated the Powell Boulevard planning project with a $50,000 contribution and then asked the city and ODOT to work together towards securing a transportation growth management plan for Outer Powell. The city's application was granted, and the East Portland Action Plan's $50,000 was matched with a $335,000 grant in ODOT funding, allowing the parties to embark on a city, ODOT, and East Portland Action Plan partnership to establish a plan for Outer Powell. This important work is now underway, which will set the stage for the vision and the future of Outer Powell. Pedestrian improvements and missing sidewalks have been a consistent concern in East Portland. ODOT and the City of Portland worked together to secure federal stimulus funding to fill in sidewalk gaps, adding approximately 5,045 lineal feet of sidewalk infill in East Portland along Northeast Gleason between Northeast 122nd and 148th Avenues. This project was completed earlier this year. And recently, ODOT awarded the City of Portland $870,000 in state flex funds to acquire the right-of-way, a necessary component of the Southeast 122nd Avenue Complete and Green Street project between Southeast Holgate and Ramona, adjacent to the Springwater Corridor Trail. I also understand that the city's application for the Powellhurst-Gilbert Neighborhood Pedestrian Access to Schools is in the final running for a transportation enhancement funding that is administered by ODOT. ODOT is currently working with the Park Rose Business Association and Joe Rossi through our Adopt a Landscape program, which will allow for an ODOT-owned triangle parcel of property to be landscaped with the addition of a Park Rose Gateway entrance signage and the installation of an immigrant statue sculpture later this year. Currently, ODOT is underway with plans to improve safety along two high crash corridors with improvements along Outer Powell from Southeast 122nd to 136th and also on Outer Sandy from 122nd to 141st. And now I'll turn it over to Elizabeth.
Thank you. Consistent with East Portland Action Plan's goals to support green transportation, the environment, and equity, ODOT has prioritized identifying and implementing significant improvements along the 16.5-mile I-205 multi-use path, which runs from Marine Drive south to Gladstone, traversing economically, racially, and geographically diverse communities. The path also runs parallel to portions of the MAX Red Line and Green Line. ODOT, in partnership with TriMet, has invested more than $4 million in federal stimulus funding to add lighting along the path where none existed. We recently completed lighting installation from Lentz south to Gladstone. ODOT's partnership with Friends of Trees to add thousands of trees and shrubs along the I-205 multi-use path has been a signature project for us. We are greening existing ODOT right-of-way with the support of a 3-year, $410,000 Metro Nature and Neighborhoods Capital Grant. One of the grant requirements is a 3-to-1 match, bringing even more financial resources to East Portland from resources such as IKEA and the East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District. We are currently in the middle of our second planting season, wrapping up in April, at which time we will have held 12 plantings this year, including one in collaboration with the Portland Timbers and one with the Portland Trailblazers and the Boys and Girls Clubs. And in addition, 2 months ago, ODOT was proud to celebrate with Friends of Trees and the community as Friends of Trees planted their 400,000th tree along our path. Our first year statistics included 7 plantings that added more than 2,400 trees and shrubs in East Portland. We attracted 420 volunteers who contributed a total of 1,684 volunteer hours. This initiative also includes the addition of 16 green jobs for economically disadvantaged minority youth affiliated with the Portland Opportunities Industrialization Center, thanks to funding support from PDC. These youth receive paid on-the-job training from Friends of Trees as crew leaders. And Verde, a nonprofit, is also a partner as a subcontractor receiving funds for paid tree establishment activities along the path.
And in the coming weeks, ODOT will return to Council as you consider the adoption of an intergovernmental agreement for a new green street at Northeast 97th Avenue, where the Portland Bureau of Transportation, ODOT, and PDC are collaborating to make Green Street and 205 path improvements at Northeast 97th and Gleason. Finally, in partnership with the Community Cycling Center, TriMet, the Audubon Society, East Portland Action Plan, Bicyclists of Color, PBOT, Friends of Trees, and ODOT last year hosted our first annual Equity Bike Ride, attracting 70 people, 35 or so of them people of color. And we are underway with planning our next Equity Ride, which you're all invited to participate in, slated for August 25th. We highly respect and value the work and contributions of our government and community partners, and we thank East Portland Action Plan for their efforts and for allowing us to be part of this important movement to bring about geographic, racial, green transportation, and economic equity in all of our communities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, City Commissioners and Mayor Sam Adams. My name is Kathy Way, and I'm a Portland native and grew up in East Portland. I am a youth worker at IRCO, the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization. I am also on the board of APANO, co-chairing for our Civic Engagement and Policy Advocacy Team, and member of our Education Equity Committee. I am also a proud graduate of St. Mary's Academy and Portland State University, which is just down a couple blocks from here. And I also graduated from the city's Diversity and Civic Leadership Program 2 years ago, where I was welcomed by Sam Adams, Mayor Sam Adams, and Commissioner Amanda Fritz. I am here today to represent my community and to thank you and the East Portland Action Plan for funding our APANOS project that is intended to provide critical skills and leadership to our youth living in East Portland. APANO is the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon. We are a civic engagement and policy advocacy organization addressing the systemic inequalities and racial disparities that disproportionately impact our communities. We are multiracial with over 30 ethnic and cultural identities, and we are intergenerational, working to empower and develop leadership at all ages and stages. APANO builds unity among our communities to take action on common concerns. We are immigrants and refugees, and we are Asians and Pacific Islander Americans. I myself came with my family as an immigrant from Burma, and through the education and skills I received, I have been able to give back to my growing community here in Oregon. The Asian Pacific Islander youth in Oregon continue to face persistent disparities and deep social isolation. The API communities in Oregon are the second fastest growing communities of color with a significant population in East Portland neighborhoods. Our youth struggle with many of the same inequities and face all communities of color in Portland, lack of jobs, an academic achievement gap, and declining health. I know this personally because I work with youth to help them stay in school to graduate and become successful young people in the city. APANO's Youth Advocacy Institute is an initiative to strengthen the ties among Portland's diverse Asian and Pacific Islander communities, to develop leadership among one of Portland's best resources, bicultural and bilingual youth. Our youth have experienced growing up in an increasingly multicultural Portland. Youth like myself grew up American, but also Asian, serving as cultural and language translators for our parents and grandparents, becoming an integral part of our social, economic, and civic life. The Youth Advocacy Institute will allow a hands-on curriculum where youth can address individual and community issues and can take the next steps to become civically engaged. We will recruit and establish a network of East Portland API youth who need additional assets to succeed in family, school, and the community. I'm very sorry we couldn't bring our youth this morning, but they are busy being good students in their schools, and some of our Burmese, Bhutanese, Vietnamese, and Iraqi newcomers are struggling to learn our English language. We hope they can attend for next time. Our youth need more support, and we are excited to be partnering with the City of Portland, East Portland Action Plan, and other community partners, including the Chinese American Citizens Alliance, the Oregon Commission on Asian Affairs, the Asian American Journalists Association, and local refugee mutual assistance associations, along with local schools, to make this project a success. You're invited to come and see some of the media and artwork youth will have on display at the East Portland Expo in July. Thank you for your time.